never stop. All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Real Estate Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Rob Kyleman, and with me is my co-host,
Joshua Britt.
All right, let's get into it. We're going to be talking to Better.com, Mr. Edward Asher from Better.com. Stay with it as we get into it. All right, Edward, welcome to Real Estate Talk Podcast. Great to have you on. How are you today?
Good. Thanks, guys. It's a pleasure to be on.
So the first question I have for you, Edward, is tell me about what you do at Better.com and tell me about Better.com.
Yeah, so I'm the corporate treasurer for Better.com. I lead all things when it comes to treasury operations for the business. And for those of you that don't know Better.com, we are a leading digital native home ownership company, right? We're an originator. We really are about making the process easy for the customer.
Okay, awesome. So how does it make it easy for the customer? Is it web-based company, Better.com? Is that really what it is? Like a lender, a lending institution?
Yeah, you have it right. It's Better.com.
Mm-hmm.
We really make it easy by making it really a self-serve digital experience for the customer, right? I think that we are really focused on the customer journey. Everything we try to simplify the complexity of the mortgage space, and we make things go quick and easy. We hire the most experienced loan officers, and we just basically take complex processes and we streamline them.
Okay, awesome. Well, that's the first question I have, Joshua. What you got?
All right, so let's talk a little bit about market trends. And Edward, you've seen the mortgage market evolve over the years. What's the most significant trends you're noticing in the industry right now?
I think, look, we're seeing a lot of changes in 2024, right? We're seeing improvements in the market. We think that, you know, relative to 2023, right, we're seeing, you know, some improvement in home sales, like 6% up, I think is about the right number. Right. But we still think that we're shy of the 20-year average. So we still think there's some opportunities. We think that there's still a lack of inventory in the market that continues to be a trend. And, you know, recently, I think in the last, you know, two quarters, we've really seen listings going up. Right. We've seen listings go up about 15% this year relative to last year. I think that's still a very small number to what we need in the market. But those are some of the big trends we're seeing now.
Okay. And how do you expect these trends to impact consumers who are looking to buy a home in today's market?
Look, I think that seeing that listings coming up make it opportunistic for borrowers who are now looking and have been holding off. We've seen the Fed's optimism in reducing the rates come September. We're all kind of looking to see what that's going to mean for the market. But I think that's good news for consumers, right? I think that means that people who have been kind of holding off from transacting are maybe going to be, you know, willing to enter the market now. And that means that inventories hopefully will come up later on in the year, and buyers will have more opportunity to, you know, to pick and choose what they were looking for, less settling.
Okay, yeah. So since you brought up about the interest rates, that's a great point there. You know, how do you recommend consumers time the market with the interest rates? Because, you know, there's a lot of people who are saying that, you know, September is probably just the first of many interest rate cuts to come. So how should consumers time the market on when they should buy?
I tend to tell consumers that, you know, home ownership is a journey. Probably not a good idea for us to all speculate and try to time the market. Yep. I think consumers, my message to them has always been, you know, look to the experts, you know, look to your agents and people who are really close to the market, because you can't just look at the macro, what's happening in the nation. You have to look at what's happening in your region. Right. And look to the people who are specialized in your region, in the home that you're specifically looking for. You're going to find that trend might be different than the national averages you're going to see on the news.
Okay. So if you're in Dallas, correct?
I am in Dallas.
Okay. So if I'm a first-time home buyer in Dallas, where you're based at, what would be your advice to them in considering the current market conditions?
I think we've seen, you know, Dallas has become a big hub for a lot of new companies to come in. And so we've seen price appreciation maybe go a little bit higher for the median house price in the Dallas area. But as you get into the higher end homes, you're going to start seeing that those homes are sitting in inventory a little longer. I think that's indicative of the people and, you know, who are coming into the market in this particular region. So people who are in Dallas who are looking for that mid price home, you're still going to find great deals.
So role of technology, all right. Better.com is known for its innovative approach to digital mortgages. How does technology streamline the mortgage process for consumers?
I think what Better has done since it started was to try to find ways to automate the process. And what you'll see is, you know, the Better, you know, really just leverages that technology to reduce like the cost, but it does more than that, right? It improves the efficiency of the technology. It's invested heavily in AI. And so we've developed our own proprietary loan origination platform. We call it Tin Man.
Tin Man. Well, how did that name come up?
Yeah, it really drives the internal efficiencies and gives all that the customer facing benefits that customers see day to day. So we really see that improves the experience, the underwriting experience, productivity improves. That has allowed us to really make things go a lot faster for the customer. You know, 2023, we launched, you know, the 1-day mortgage, which is I think is one of the best products, very unique in its. And what it does is it allows consumers to go in and start the application process and then within 24 hours have certainty. And that allows us to close in, you know, 3 weeks, you know, as little as 3 weeks for customers.
That's actually not bad, 3 weeks. I mean, the average being 30 days, right?
Yep. So. But the borrower gets to lock in and gets that certainty within 24 hours. And that's what we really are striving for.
Can you share behind the scenes look at how Better.com uses technology to stay ahead of its competitors?
Yeah, I think, you know, what Better's done, I mean, with 1-day mortgage is a really remarkable kind of story. So it allows customers that for certain customers, right, to go through the process with very few, you know, touch points. And so that really just allows our loan officers to focus on complex processes or complex issues to solve, where the majority of the process, the underwriting process, has now been automated. So that really allows our Better.com to be very scalable. And so as we think about, you know, we just talked about the possibility for Fed cutting rates, and we think about, you know, volume maybe picking up in Q3 and Q4, it really positions Better to be a company that can sustain the same level of quality that we, you know, that our customers are now like look expecting from us, even when volumes are starting to pick up.
Okay. So let's say I'm a tech savvy millennial applying for a mortgage. How would Better.com's platform enhance my experience compared to the traditional methods of getting a loan?
Well, I think, you know, for that millennial, right, who, you know, likes to self-serve and, you know, might be sitting at home, you know, after hours at 8 o'clock and wants to be able to go and, you know, grab their mobile device or go on their computer and go through the process. I think Better is going to be a great experience for them. Everything is easy to understand. It's self-serve. The process is working in the background, even though, you know, maybe the office hours are closed. And so I think for that millennial who's tech savvy, who likes that digital experience, they're going to have a really good experience with Better.
Okay. So what are the biggest challenges the mortgage industry faces today, and how is Better.com addressing them?
I think the most recent big challenge has obviously been the fluctuations in interest rate, right? I think that's been a challenge. I think affordability continues to be a big trend and a challenge in our space. I think inventory levels being low make that, make that situation a little worse. So I think those are big challenges that we are, you know, preparing ourselves to address.
Okay. Given your background on consulting and anti-money laundering, what role does regulatory compliance play in these challenges?
Look, I think the regulatory environment has gotten a little bit, I would say they started off very strong and adding a lot of regulation. I think that regulation is now, you know, had, you know, version 2, version 3, version 4, and now it's in a place where it really helps consumers. Not without some cost to the entire system, but it really helps consumers understand what they're getting themselves into. It helps originators understand what the consumers are also expecting to see. It really allows consumers to be able to shop and compare. And I think those are all good things.
Okay, looking forward, what opportunities do you see for innovation in the mortgage industry?
I think I think Better's on the forefront of all of these innovations, right? I think we've invested a lot in efficiencies and AI. We've invested a lot in our digital platform. I think there's a lot more opportunity in that space. I think that that's what makes Better.com such a great company, is that we think about not just the opportunity for the customer, but the digital space.
Okay. If you could implement one new technology or process tomorrow that would revolutionize the mortgage industry, what would it be and why?
I think the time that it takes to close for most consumers is a problem. I think that as technology gets better and better, the ability to have more information become available without the customer having to search for it is going to really help drive the decision-making factor for the mortgage company a lot better. So I think that's like the most, you know, the thing that I think is coming up. The next thing I think is, again, talking back to affordability, I think there's a lot of opportunity for companies to look at a broader range of customers and a broader range of how their income is derived and be able to expand the product offering to those customers that are being underserved.
Okay, if we could cut down the time, what do you think is a good time frame for consumers to be able to start the journey and end the journey with closing?
I think the customers should be able to get this done within about 2 weeks. I think that I think products like One Day Mortgage that give the customer that certainty and that pre-approval letter, I think that 24-hour time is remarkable. I think that's what customers want. I think that's what all the technology should allow us to do. I think from that point on to the customer closing, I think that 10 business days, 2 weeks is a good amount of time.
So I know, you know, for closing for me, how do we close the gap on the time frame from when we go under contract to closing with the appraisal in the middle, especially on VA home loans?
Yeah, I think this is going to be a combination of things. I think that as the agencies, right, for FHA homes and VA homes, as they start to allow and start to feel more comfortable with the digital products, I think that they are going to also start to ease up on some of the regulation and some of the requirements that will really speed that time up.
Okay. All right. And so you have a rich background and experience. You have careers at jobs at Mr. Cooper, NationStar, and Caliber Homes. How has your journey through these roles shaped your perspective at Better.com?
I think that, you know, every company has been a great experience for me. It's been a tremendous growth in every company I've joined. I think one thing that stands out about Better.com is when we talk about the digital experience for the customer, when we talk about the digital experience for the underwriter, the loan officer, it is a completely different experience. It is truly a remarkable journey when you look in behind the scenes on how the technology is able to help you help that customer. And I think that's been a, you know, a really eye-opening experience for the years that I've been here better.
Okay, what advice would you give to young professionals aspiring to reach leadership positions in the financial industry?
I would say find a mentor. They don't need to know that that person is your mentor, but you know, find people that you really can inspire and you know that you admire that give you inspiration. You don't have to tell them that they do. You just have to look at them and you know, I have a lot of mentors. They don't know they're my mentors. I would say another thing I tell people a lot is there's this phrase I like. It says enjoyment comes with mastery. It says, you know, when you start doing something new, it's not as much fun. The fun comes when you have a lot of experience doing it and you're being challenged even more than you know. And then it becomes fun. And then, of course, like all people always say this, embrace the hustle.
Yep.
Hustle is tough. But don't be afraid to put in the hard work.
Mm. Yeah. All right. Now, here goes one kind of hits near and dear to my own heart is, you know, you're based in Dallas and Dallas is a pretty, you know, it's a pretty bustling place. You know, and you hold a very significant role over at Better.com. So how do you maintain work-life balance, especially in a demanding industry like mortgages?
I would say that work-life balance is something I would say that a lot of us struggle with, right? I would say I probably got it wrong in the first half of my career. I put a lot of things aside saying I'm going to get back to them later on. And I created a habit that's been difficult to break. So the advice I usually give people now is find time for what really matters, right? You know, you don't need to answer that email at 1 a.m, right? It's not gonna matter. That's your rest time. That's your time. You know, find time to put your phone down and spend time with your family if that's what matters to you. You're right. The mortgage industry is a very demanding space. So when you have those moments that for yourself, you should take them. And when you have the moments for the career and the space, then you hustle.
All right, Edward, as we wrap up, what are some key takeaways you'd like the listeners to remember about our conversation today?
I would say, you know, be prepared for a long relationship with your home, right? And, you know, instead of trying to time the market and figure out when's the best time, think about, you know, what you have going on in your life and when's the right time for you to, you know, enter the journey. At the same time, be bold, you know, do your research, and be your own advocate, right? We're in a time where information is so available to us. So there's really no excuse for you to say, I didn't know. You can search anything you want. And, I think, it's important that, like I said, people need to be their own advocate.
Got it. All right, Rob, you got anything?
Yeah. I'm just going to go off script just for a little bit, Edward. This is a podcast. It's a little bit more laid back a little bit. We've been very scripted on some of the questions we wanted to ask you, but I want to know a little bit more about you, Edward. How did you, where are you from originally? You know, what kind of got you interested in the finance industry? You know, what do you do for hobbies or something like that? I just kind of want to know a little bit about you. What somebody like you, how did you get into mortgages or the mortgage company?
I think like most people, I kind of fell into it. You know, I was, I'm originally from Mexico City. I moved here for college, was about 19 years old. And I had the opportunity to go work for a bank that was involved in the mortgage space. Knew nothing about mortgages. And like I said, find mentors. I would say mentors found me. Some you know, people along the way, you know, saw that I was willing to work hard and took a chance. And I was willing to prove that I could work harder and I could learn. And so I fell into it. And this is, you know, many years ago now. And I fell in love with the industry. Like I said, you know, you spend enough time helping customers, you watch customers buy homes. And I was on the origination side and then I was on the servicing side. And I really fell in love with the opportunity to be involved in the financial sector, but at the same time have a connection with the customers. Okay. Now it helped, you know, in, early on in my career, I spoke Spanish. And so I was, you know, heavily, you know, working with a lot of Hispanic customers. But that was my first love for the industry.
That's awesome, man. Thanks. I appreciate you sharing that with me. I just wanted to get one personal quote from him. Do you have anything else, Joshua?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how do you think being able to be bilingual has either helped or, you know, how do you think it's helped your business?
I think it gives me perspective, right? I come from a different country where the mortgage experience is vastly different. It's much harder. Financial institutions are a little bit more constraint in what they can do. Rates are significantly higher. And so homes are passed down generation to generation. So I think that coming from a different country and having the opportunity to speak to people from different countries, it's given me perspective about what an incredible opportunity we have in this country, right? You know, there's so many experts in the space who've dedicated their lives to this. And I think it's just a tremendous value to the consumer. And I think sometimes we lose that perspective of how great of a country we have and what a great financial system we have.
That's it. That's what I got, man.
All right.
Got something else?
No.
That's it?
That's it.
Oh, okay. Awesome, Edward. Thanks so much for talking with us today and taking that time out of your schedule. Did you have anything you would like to add before we end?
No, but it was, I will say it was a really great pleasure.
All right, appreciate it. All right, everybody, if you like this video, go ahead, hit the subscribe button, give us a like, leave a comment below, let us know how you're doing. With that, thanks for watching, thanks for listening. See you soon.